You know those privacy policies for apps that no one really reads? Well, you might want to take a look. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. With the expected Supreme Court opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade on its way, some consumers are rethinking how much of their health data they want to share with mobile apps. Several period tracking apps are reassuring users on social media the companies won't sell or share their details. But there are multiple types of apps and programs, even internet searches, that generate data, like location tracking, and that data could be used to implicate people seeking abortions. Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb and helps companies craft their privacy policies. She says even robust standards can only do so much when it comes to user privacy.
Well, I mean, the privacy policy is really, you know, it's not an agreement necessarily. It's more of a notice or disclosure about what a company's privacy practices are. So, you know, in terms of what the notice can do, it can only tell the consumer what a company is doing. And then the consumer has to make a decision about whether or not they're comfortable with those practices.
As somebody who writes privacy policies for companies, have you seen companies, especially tech companies or any of these apps, changing their privacy policies in light of this news?
Not yet, but I think that those conversations are happening. Companies are likely going back to their privacy policies, but I'll say the privacy policy is last, right? They need to kind of go to their practices first. Understand what they're doing, who they're sharing information with, what type of information they're sharing, and then identify, are there updates that they need to make to protect their consumers?
What can an app do, though, if they are presented with a warrant demanding user data?
That's a difficult question, because if law enforcement has gone to court and obtained a lawful warrant for information, you know, a company could try to challenge that warrant. We've seen other companies do this. You know, Apple, for example, challenged an effort to get a backdoor into its devices. You know, but depending on the size of the company, the resources, and kind of the policies of a company, they might not want to challenge a warrant, right? I think that becomes a harder conversation, and consumers really need to understand that there are, even in states or in jurisdictions where there are broad privacy protections, you know, there are usually exceptions for law enforcement.
And how much legal protection is there on the user side for this kind of data?
Very little. You know, this data doesn't fall under HIPAA, which is a kind of a federal law that protects certain healthcare information. And unless you're in a state like California, where you might have rights to limit, well, in 2023, you'll have rights to limit how sensitive health information is used, or in Colorado or Virginia, where companies will be required to ask you and get consent to collect your health information. But there aren't laws on the books in many states that will protect this type of data in the way I think most expect.
So how do you anticipate privacy policies within mobile apps changing in the months to come, if at all?
Part of that's going to depend on how the apps decide to update or change their practices. For example, you know, Apple made moves recently to require apps to have a nutrition label that has more kind of high level, easy to digest information around what an app does. And you might see some of these apps looking to try to make the information about their practices more accessible so that consumers can make a different decision about how they use or interact with that app.
Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb. And now for some related links. As Jessica pointed out, privacy policies can be strengthened, but they must also be accurate. Last year, fertility tracking app Flow Health reached a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission after the company claimed it wasn't sharing user information with third parties like Google and Facebook. Turned out, it was. We'll link to the FTC's press release about the settlement, which requires Flow to get affirmative consent from users before sharing their data with third parties. That will be on our website, marketplacetech.org. Flow was among several period tracking apps which, as I mentioned earlier, addressed worried users on social media this week. In a Twitter thread we'll include on our site, the company said, quote, We've heard concerns surrounding data privacy should Roe versus Wade be overturned. We understand these concerns and want to assure you that your data is safe with Flow. Rival period tracking app Clue had a thread of its own saying, "We completely understand this anxiety, and we want to reassure you that any health data you track in Clue about pregnancy or abortion is private and safe." Clue also highlighted the fact that since it's based in Berlin, Europe's laws grant users additional privacy protections. Finally, we'll link to a Recode piece from last year detailing how police used Facebook to gather evidence against the January 6th Capitol insurrectionists. Those are the same methods abortion rights supporters are now worried might be used to implicate those seeking abortions in states where it's illegal. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.